What about the trenches in the field that you cut with the plow? You call them what?
Furrows.
Okay. And you might, talking about something that you raise like cotton, you might say, we raised a big what of cotton?
Big crop of cotton.
Okay. And if you got some new ground, you have to do what to it before you can plow it?
You have to cut everything off of it, and you have, usually, Papa used to, when he put in a new ground, he used to scratch it over first before he cut it.
But when you cut the brush and trees off of it, you call that doing
clearing
what?
It.
Clearing
it up.
My dad used to come in, still does, come in, and if he's really tired, he doesn't farm anymore, he drives a truck, but if he's really tired or something, he'll say he feels like he's been clearing new ground.
Yeah, that's the expression folks have used. Lord, I used to work, love to work in new ground.
I didn't care too much for it.
Well, I did.
I was like the hoe
in new ground.
Yeah. I hated clearing it, though. I'd get tangled up in my little wires.
Yeah, I know it.
Do you ever have in hay or something where you cut it and it kind of grows back and you go over it a second time? Was that called anything special? Just a second cutting or?
Second growth.
Okay.
Like hay, you know. Now, my son-in-law has some kind of hay that he has to cut it 2 or 3 times a year. And he thought they just work like, he works at the steel plant, but.
Where, around here?
Yeah, he works at gas at the steel plant.
Mm-hmm. What
and
is,
his boy both works over there.
Oh, really? Father and son work?
Mm-hmm.
How many bushels of corn or something would be considered a good yield back when you were farming?
Oh, I guess 30 or 40 bushel, I guess, would be a good yield.
An acre?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because people didn't fertilize them like they do now.
Yeah. No, they get 120
or 130 acres. Oh, yes. But I guess 30 or 40 bushel, I guess, now I'm just a guess, and I guess that would be about right.
Yeah, that sounds about what I've heard of it, because if you were just dependent on the ground without adding any fertilizer.
Yeah, well, of course, Papa would always add a little fertilizer, but he wouldn't use enough to come out to nothing.
Shoot, nowadays they just put all kinds of
it.
They got liquid fertilizer and this chemical stuff.
Chemical stuff and all kinds.
What is it when you thrash oats? What is that? Or thresh them or thrash them? Is that when you separate the husk from the?
Yeah, from the grain. Mm-hmm. From the grain. And same way with wheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Papa used to raise wheat, and my husband raised wheat after we was married.
Well, how do you thrash it?
Well, you put it in that machinery and thrash it, and the grain goes in one place, and the straw goes in another place.
Mm-hmm. If you were checking to see who was taller and another person was taller, you might say, well, I'm not as tall, what, as he is or as him?
I believe you'd say I'm not as tall as he is.
Okay.
I believe that'd be correct.
Okay. Let's see. Do you ever use the term y'all?
I guess I have.
I guess everybody does.
I guess everybody has. That's a southern word.
That's right.
Y'all.
What about who all? Have you ever said, well, who all was there?
Yes, I've said that. I've been guilty myself.
Well, now, I don't think that's bad English.
That's just a natural word.
Right. And like what all? You'll hear people say, well, what all did he say?
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's all.
I think it is, too. I don't think nothing about nothing like that.
Did y'all in the old ways bake your own bread?
Yes, sir.
What kind of wheat bread mostly?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The make loaf bread, wheat bread. You know, Joe, my husband would carry the wheat to the wheat mill. I had to go down here this side of Oneonta to the wheat mill there was. It'd take us all day to go down there.